Dennis, you're still in the way.
Well, jeepers, Mr. Wilson, where do you want me to stand?
Well, you know the corner of Maple and Trent?
But if I go to the other side of town, I can't talk to you.
Yeah, that's a brilliant deduction. Now, oh, drat, the cord's caught on something.
I'll check it for you, Mr. Wilson. It's caught on a bush. Now it's okay. You've got plenty of line.
Great dog.
Now, children, one way in which we can learn about the peoples of the world is through the All Nations Show, which is being staged in a few weeks by the school. Now, we want to make this a community project. So, I'd like you to ask your parents and friends to participate. They will wear costumes representing the nationality from which they're descended. Ito, do you think your mother would like to represent the Japanese?
Oh, yes, Miss Bergen. She'd love it.
Fine. Karen?
My father came from Holland. I'm sure he'd like to be in the show.
Oh, that's fine, Karen. Speak to your father. The Dutch costume is very picturesque.
What'll I do? My dad's from Texas.
I don't think we'll have a shortage of Americans, Tommy. Dennis?
Miss Perkins? Who's that man wearing the skirt?
He's a Scotsman, Dennis, wearing the traditional kilt.
Well, jeepers, if he wears a skirt like that, what does his wife wear?
The women wear skirts, too, Dennis.
Boy, I'll ask my dad to wear that costume.
Good. I wondered if there was anyone of Scottish ancestry in the class. Incidentally, children, Editor Crinkey of the Chronicle is in charge of the show, and he has announced that there will be a grand prize for the nation that comes up with the most original presentation.
Hooray for Mr. Crinkey!
Hooray for the grand prize!
So you see, Dennis, I can't represent Scotland because I'm not Scotch.
Not even a little bit?
I'm afraid not. But believe me, it's just as well. My bony knees wouldn't add a thing to the show.
How about you, Mom?
Well, I guess my knees are all right, but I'm a mixture of English, Welsh, and Danish.
In your mother's case, it's a matter of right knees, wrong country.
Jeepers, Mom. You're English, Welsh, and Danish. Dad's Irish and French and stuff. What am I? I must be just a mutt.
Dennis, if finding a Scotsman is your project, why don't you talk to Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Mr. Wilson once told me his grandmother was from Scotland.
Oh, boy! I'll go see good old Mr. Wilson. He sure is a swell friend of mine. He even has his grandmother born in the right place.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Where are you going?
Well, if you must know, Dennis, I'm going down to McTavish's fix-it shop to get my clippers repaired.
Mr. Wilson? Are you Scotch?
Well, my grandmother was a MacFarlane. What about it?
Oh, boy! You're just the one to help me out of my school project.
Dennis, I don't want to hear anything about school. Living next door to you, I've already received a liberal education. Now, look, you go that way, I'll go this way.
But I got to tell you about our All Nation show.
Well, you can tell me about it later, Dennis.
When later?
Oh, much later. Now, goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Wilson. See you later.
Right in the middle. Mr. Wilson, didn't he understand you're supposed to clip the hedge with this and not to cut my cord?
Oh, I don't need any words of wisdom from you, McTavish. Just tell me, can you fix it?
Well, the price of a new cord.
New cord? Can't you splice this old one?
It wouldn't hold, man. Not with you tugging on it.
Oh, I didn't tug on it.
Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mr. McTavish.
Hello, the levee.
Dennis, what's the idea of following me?
You said we could talk about my school show later, Mr. Wilson, and it's been 15 minutes.
I meant much later, like next month. Now, where were we?
We were talking about the price of a new cord. $350.
$350?
Yeah, plus the labor.
Now, wait a minute, McTavish.
A minute's about all I can give you, Mr. Wilson. My time's worth $4 an hour.
McTavish, you're the most tight-fisted Scotchman I ever... Oh, fiddle-faddle. Here, I'll fix it myself.
Gosh, Mr. McTavish, I didn't know you were Scotch.
What do you think I was, laddie? An Eskimo?
Boy, you're just the man I'm looking for. Geez, Miss Perkins is going to be glad you're a Scotchman.
Scotsman, laddie. A man from Scotland is a Scotsman.
Well, my job is to find a Scotchman.
Scotsman, laddie.
Oh, excuse me. Scotsman. So would you be in our show and wear a kilt, Mr. McTavish? You'd make a swell Scotchman.
Well, I'll do that, laddie. Just for you.
Gee, thanks, Mr. McTavish.
Martha, have you seen this afternoon's paper?
No, dear, you just brought it in.
Well, wait till you read what it says about the All Nations show that Dennis's school is putting on. Why, it's a really big thing.
Oh, they're going to take movies of it. And the mail will be there. There'll be prizes.
The first prize will be a brand new automobile. Oh, Martha, we could use a new car.
There'll be a lot of competition for that, dear.
Well, George Wilson thrives on competition. Oh, and see here. Crinky is producing the show, and it says it'll be the town's biggest event of the year.
Isn't that exciting?
Now, why didn't Dennis tell me it was going to be such an important affair? I wouldn't have turned him down. Martha, I'm going right over there and tell Dennis I've reconsidered. I'll represent Scotland.
Oh, George, you'll be devastating in kilts.
Yes, I will, won't I? Maxwell, and springs are funny where early falls the dew, and will fail the dandy lorry. Give me a glory. You don't have to say anything, my boy. I'm only too glad to do it.
What about Mr. McTavish, son?
McTavish?
You see, Mr. Wilson, I already asked him to be the Scotchman.
What? Well, when you turned Dennis down, Mr. Wilson, he had no other choice.
Dennis, how could you do that? Why, you know when I say no, it doesn't mean no. It means I want to think it over.
Gosh, what am I going to do, Dad?
Well, you've already asked Mr. McTavish, son.
But Dennis asked me first. Isn't that right, Dennis?
Yeah, but...
Well, maybe if you went down to Mr. McTavish and explained that you asked Mr. Wilson first, he might withdraw.
That's a marvelous idea, Mitchell. McTavish is a fair-minded man. And just to make sure he doesn't pull anything sneaky, I'll go along with Dennis. Besides, I couldn't let you down, could I? Come on. Now, you go in there and be firm.
Aren't you coming in to back me up?
No, I'd better stay here. If I go in there, I'll just have another argument.
Jeepers, between you and Mr. McTavish, I feel like the inside of a sandwich.
All right. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. McTavish.
Oh, Dennis, my boy. How are you, laddie? I've just been reading in the paper about the school play. Oh, it's going to be quite an affair.
That's what I came to talk to you about.
Oh, what's on your mind, lad?
Would you feel bad if you didn't get to represent Scotland?
Well, no. Let's say I'd be very disappointed.
But you wouldn't be mad?
Oh, no. Only a fool gets mad.
Jeepers, that's swell.
What are you getting at, lad?
Well, Mr. Wilson wants to represent Scotland.
Wilson? I might have known he'd be at the bottom of this, so he wants to win that card too, eh? Why, the conniving old goat.
Now, Mr. McTavish, you said you wouldn't get mad.
Who's mad? What right has he got to stick his big nose into it?
I'll tell you what right I have. Priority rights. Dennis asked me first.
That's right, Mr. McTavish.
But he asked me last, and I accepted.
That's right, Mr. Wilson.
What makes you think you're qualified to represent Scotland in this affair?
On account of his grandmother was a Scotchman.
That's right. My grandmother was a MacFarlane.
Oh, big deal, eh? I say, let the Scot most qualified do the honor.
Well, that suits me. Dennis can be the judge.
Me? Jeepers!
You'll have no difficulty finding who is the proper Scot. Do you like ice cream?
Sure.
Come on, let's away down to the drugstore and I'll buy you a soda.
Gee, thanks, McTavish.
McTavish, that's dirty poo. Duncan MacFarlane, Earl of Braymore. Wait till McTavish gets an earful of that, Martha. Imagine that man trying to bribe Dennis with ice cream sodas. Of all the underhanded, sneaky tricks to curry the boy's favor.
Here are your cookies, dear.
Oh, thank you, Martha. Dennis will love these.
Well, is he going to live?
I think so. Just a good old-fashioned tummy ache, thanks to Mr. McTavish's sodas and Mr. Wilson's cookies.
Jeepers! How can eating such good stuff make you feel so bad?
Well, this should teach you a lesson, son. You can't play one person against another.
You're not being fair to either Mr. Wilson or to Mr. McTavish.
I've been too fair, Mom. That's what gave me this stomach ache.
Well, you see, son, it's hard to make a choice when you've got two close friends involved.
Boy, I'll say.
How would you like to have to tell Mr. Wilson that you picked Mr. McTavish to do the show?
I could never do that.
Well, and how would you like to have to tell Mr. McTavish you picked Mr. Wilson?
I couldn't do that either.
I'll call Mr. Crinky. He's the one who should make the decision.
You're right. This is a job for Mr. Crinky. Boy, you know, I feel better already. Worrying about that decision was making me old before my time.
Go ahead, Crinky. Have another cookie. Martha just baked them.
George, you didn't call me over here just to fill me up with cookies. What's on your mind?
Well, when I found out that you were going to pick the one to represent Scotland in the show, I thought we should discuss it.
What makes you think you're eligible? You're no more Scotch than my Siamese cat.
Oh, is that so? Well, for your information, Crinky, I happen to be a direct descendant of Duncan MacFarlane, Earl of Braymore.
Oh, poo.
Go ahead and poo, but I'll have proof any day now by registered mail.
You don't say.
So, since you and I are old friends, I thought you might...
Ask McTavish to withdraw so you'd have a better chance to win the grand prize.
Well, yes.
Look, George, I'm not going to play favorites. I'll judge between you and McTavish, not only on your family credentials, but also on the amount of showmanship you display. Whether you've got blue blood or green blood, I've got a show to put on.
Well, I understand that. And if it's showmanship you want, I'll show you more showmanship than Barnum showed Bailey. Mrs. Elkins. Honestly, there must be 50,000 towns in this country. She has to pick this one to live in.
What did she do, dear?
Oh, she came up behind me when I was bent over picking these flowers and said, "Good morning, Martha."
That's a mistake that anyone might make.
Do you have to wear your kilt around the house?
Well, yes, dear. I want to get used to how it feels.
How does it feel?
Drafty. The point is, Martha, if I'm going to win that car, I have to go at this thing whole hog. Oh, that must be Campbell, my bagpipe player. He's always on time. Oh, Mr. Campbell.
Mr. Wilson. Mrs. Wilson?
Hello, Mr. Campbell.
Well, Campbell, this is our last day to practice. Tomorrow's the judging. It's either McTavish or me.
Don't worry, Mr. Wilson. It's in the bag.
Oh, did you get that, Martha? It's in the bag. All right, Campbell, pipe me onto the patio and we'll get busy.
Jeepers, that was a good one, Tommy. What's that?
Dennis, that wasn't noise. That was music.
Oh, Tommy Meat thought it was Fremont with his tail caught in the door. Yeah, the cannibal's cooking somebody alive.
Boys, Mr. Campbell here happens to be one of the best bagpipe players in the country.
Hi. Hey, Mr. Wilson. What are you doing running around in your underwear? That's not underwear, Tommy. That's Mr. Wilson's skirt. Right, Mr. Wilson?
Kilts, Dennis, kilts. Wearing kilts is part of my showmanship.
Well, you sure are showing a lot.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson. May I use your phone?
Oh, why, of course, Mr. Campbell. I'll show you where it is. Just follow me.
Jeepers, it's alive! How you playing? Maybe you belong to one of these. Uh-oh. What happened? I lost my bubble gum. Way down. You got a long finger, Tommy?
I'm going out to the patio, Campbell.
Oh, they're coming back.
All right now, Dennis, Tommy, run along. Mr. Campbell and I have things to do.
But, Mr. Wilson, I think...
Dennis, I said run along.
But, Mr...
Go on, shoot, scat. Hold up. Go on.
You're giving your time to come and judge this private little contest.
Well, I want to be fair to both George and McTavish.
I try to be fair, and boy, did I get sick.
Oh, Crinky, have I got a surprise for you.
Oh?
Miss Scotland of the Miss Universe contest. I asked her she'd be part of my sketch. You'll see her in just a minute. Oh, now how's that for showmanship?
You've really put yourself out, George.
All right, now, let's get things started.
Wait a minute. Where's McTavish?
Well, he'll come along if he's still interested, but we can't hold up the proceedings just because of him. And now, to start things off, I'd like to sing a beloved Scottish ballad that my ancestor, the Earl of Braymore, learned at his mother's knee.
Just a minute, George. Did you get the letter showing proof of your Scotch ancestry?
Oh, no, Crinky, but don't worry, it'll be here. And now for the song. Campbell...
Max Welton's braes are bonny, where early born the dew, and twas there that Annie Laurie gave me her promise.
Oh,
gave me her promise true.
I thought the proceedings needed a wee bit livening up. You know, showmanship.
Showmanship, eh? Well, showmanship happens to be my middle name. You just back up, Mac, and I'll show you some real showmanship. On with the dance!
Yeah.
partner, Miss Scotland.
Mr. Wilson?
That was delightful.
George, you may not even have a family tree for all I know, but you've sold me. That should be the highlight of our show.
Oh, well, did you hear that, Martha? I won.
George, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, boy, you're going to win that car, Mr. Wilson. Can I have a ride in it?
Well, if Mr. Crinky wants to wrap up that car and put my name on it.
I'd rather meet Miss Scotland.
Oh, yes, of course. Miss Scotland, that is Miss Jones of the Miss Universe contest. May I present Mr. Crinky, editor of the Chronicle?
Hello.
I'm glad to meet you, Miss Jones, and I hope you'll be with us when we do our show.
I intend to, and I'll enjoy every minute of it.
Good.
Well, Wilson, that was a rare bit of showmanship, I'm bound to admit.
Well, thank you, McTavish.
You're welcome.
Oh, Mr. Wilson.
I'm sorry to interrupt your little party, but I rang the bell, nobody answered, and I knew you'd been waiting for this registered letter.
Thank you,
You'll
O'Reilly.
Sign this right here.
I'll sign for it later. Ah, this is what I've been waiting for. Folks, I want you all to hear this. This is my family tree. I want you to hear it in case anyone doubts my right to represent Scotland in the All-Nation show. Dear Mr. Wilson, oh yes, you are undoubtedly descended from Duncan MacFarlane, Earl of Braymore.
Great Scott.
What is it, dear? However, Duncan MacFarlane was an imposter. Oh, dear.
Imposter? He assumed the name MacFarlane and title when he fled from Ireland to avoid being jailed as a horse thief. His real name was Aloysius O'Toole.
I'm an Irishman.
Too bad, George. Congratulations, Angus. I'll see you at rehearsal tomorrow. And see if you can steal Miss Scotland.
I'll give it a good try.
Wait a minute. If Mr. Wilson's Irish, why can't he represent Ireland?
Say, Dennis, that's a brilliant idea. Can you girls do an Irish jig?
Now, wait a minute. I'm the one who's representing Ireland. Hey, Mr. Crinky?
It's true, O'Reilly.
Well, now, why should you be chosen to represent Ireland? Faith in begorra, I've got more Irish in my little finger than you have in your two flat feet.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you,
yes,
that was under the O'Reilly
so.
Before
well,
I was an
Ireland.
Tell me this. Who would call
it? Campbell, let's hear the paint.
Girls, on with the dance.
Hey, sports fans, scope with the pros, amateurs, and the truly warped do for laughs. They must be mad tonight at 8:30 on YTV.
Has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studio.